Game 2 of the series in Atlanta Saturday for the Braves and Phillies. It's Julio Teheran going for the Braves against Henderson Alvarez of the Phillies. In the first, Rhys Hoskins delivers for Philadelphia.
He is hit hard to center over the head of Inciarte, racing wide open to the warning track. It'll be a double for Hoskins, an RBI to give the Phillies the lead.
Slow curveball hit hard to right field, headed for the corner and into the seats. 2-1 Philadelphia.
Well, and Brian Snitker changed his mind, decided to stick with Julio, or Julio talked his way into staying, one or the other. First pitch to Herrera, chopper out to second. Albies backs up for a friendly bounce and throws to first to end the inning. Attaboy Julio on pitch number 102. Line to right field, that's a base hit. Picked up on one bounce by Williams. Micah Johnson around third coming to the plate. Here's the throw, and he is safe. We are tied at two apiece. Line drive, right center field. That ball is going to get down. Base hit. It's a two-out, two-run double for Johan Camargo, and the Braves lead it 4-2.
The Braves get three runs in the eighth inning, and they pick up a 4-2 home win over the Phillies on Saturday. They've taken the first two from the Phillies in the series and have won three in a row overall. After the game, here's Braves manager Brian Snitker.
Game. I mean, them guys hung in there. Julio hung in there really well. I was hoping, I told him he came out, maybe, hope we'd score you a couple runs and get him a win there, but it was a good ball game.
His home record and our ERA are not good, but his last four starts at home have
been really good. Yeah, he was, I thought, really good tonight, and did a great job to get out of the one inning, the bases loaded, and so it was good, you know, and everybody. I mean, Rex had a nice inning, and Viz was really sharp, so. You know, it was a high energy game. I mean, the guys were into it.
Julio's talked about it being an up and down season for him, but how nice is it to see the way he's finishing out here?
It's great. It's great. You know, hats off to him. I mean, it's he's one of those pros that just prepares in between between every start. It's like he's one of those guys that, you know, you watch and you admire, and how he goes about it, how professional he is. And I'm glad he's, you know, hopefully he's got one more, so hopefully he goes out with a bang.
What did he say to you in that mound visit?
Well, I asked him how he was. I got somebody ready if you need it, and he says, I want him. And I like that matchup pretty good, really, against him right there. And I wanted him to get that last out so we could come in and score a couple of runs so he could get a win.
How valuable is that for the young guys to be able to have situations like that for Dansby and Camargo to be able to
have? It's great. I mean, like I said, you can't replicate that anywhere but here on this stage. And, you know, and it's a great crowd. They were into it. Great at bat by both of them. You know, Dansby going the other way, Camargo, tough pitches. get a really good decision, but some really big at bats.
And Rio got you going there with a home run.
Rio off the lefty, yeah. I mean, that was I was sitting there talking to TP and I almost missed it. I mean, a little bit, trying to figure out the next move. So, it was just a good overall game. I mean, well played and like I say, high energy. Them guys were getting after it tonight.
We've seen Julio do this two of the last three seasons where he's turned around a rough season finish. He's just mentally strong. Is that the kind of guy you can
remember? Yes. I mean, it's just, yeah, he's just. You know, he's a very competitive man, and he just, you know, he keeps working. He keeps, I think, improve, and I think they've done a good job over the course of the season. He's held his velocity all year pretty good, so it's been nice to watch him. I mean, you know, his records, I mean, what's he, 12, 13, you know, so getting it to win today, but I mean, it's been a good, up and down, but overall there's a lot of good in it too.
What does it say about him that he wanted to go out and get that last guy?
Good. I mean, he's a competitor. Nobody wants to come out of a game, and especially in that situation, because they know if they get that guy, we come in, score three runs, he gets a win. It's a big at bat, and against a tough hitter. But I told him, I said, I kind of like the matchup of you with this guy right here better than this guy hits lefties pretty good. So, you know, it's a great job.
Camargo misses 4 weeks. Let's come back and pick it up.
It's been just picked right up. I mean, it's just, I think he's still getting in shape from the layoffs. So just not to overdo it with him a little bit because he did miss so much time. The kid's really, I can't say enough about him from last year, from spring training, how much he's grown mentally, physically, the whole thing, that the game's really starting to come together for him. And he's such a versatile kid, too.
And an unsung hero and Micah Johnson, just to mention him, you know, he came in.
No, it came big stolen base, obviously right there to get, you know, to get in scoring position as well as the big hit by Dansby and, you know, Matt Adams getting us going. You know, he just missed two homers. I mean, I think April those balls are gone, both of them. But as a big, you know, kind of get us going by Matt Adams too.
Julio Teheran pitched well. He goes 7 innings, 7 hits, gives up just 1 run, 1 walk, and strikes out 5 in a no decision, and describes his performance.
You know, he went in there, but he didn't want to take me out. And, you know, that's whenever you see the manager give you that confidence, it's big, especially getting in that trouble basis loaded. You know, I think it was huge, and I was able to make my pitch and get out of that inning.
He's talked about you as a competitor. I'm sure you wanted to be in there to try to get through that thing.
Well, yeah. Especially when I wanted to do my job. I know the guys were trying the best to score a run. I give out 1 run early, but you know, I was trying to keep the score and you know, keep the score and let the guys, you know, get some runs later.
You have one more card, but obviously this place gave you some fits here early. How satisfying is it to finish these last 4 starts here as well? To be as good as you were the last 4 starts here at SunTrust?
Well, it's huge to finish that way. You know, I know it was a little struggle at the beginning, but you know, I think it's huge, and that's something that I want to keep doing next season. And you know, we were worried because I wanted to do it good, and especially in the park that we play most. And you know, I'm glad that I found a way, and you know, we just gotta keep going.
You had your family behind home with the sign there. You reach 1,000 innings tonight. What does that milestone mean to you at only 26 years old?
Well, it's huge. You know, it feels like, you know, it's been early, but you know, it's 5 years. Thankful that I've been healthy to complete those innings. But you know, it's a long way, a long career, and hopefully I get some more of those innings.
How about the young guys coming through for you late offensively, Camargo and Dansby? Young guys really contributing.
Well, they've been great. They've been competing. They've been getting good at bats, and you know, that's huge. And it's kind of fun whenever you see them do their job, and go out there and score some runs. And it's great whenever you see them do that.
The Braves go for the sweep on Sunday with left-hander Luis Gohara on the mound against the Phillies' Nick Pivetta.